In closing arguments, Bales' attorney, Emma Scanlon, challenged the prosecution's assertion that Bales carried out the massacre in a methodical manner. "Why in the world is somebody who's supposedly so lucid wearing a cape?" asked Scanlon. She was referring to witnesses who testified Bales returned to his southern Afghanistan outpost after the killings, armed, bloodied, and wearing a cape around his neck. Outside court, Scanlon told reporters Bales was under the influence while serving his fourth combat deployment.
"We need to know what it means when somebody is on steroids, alcohol, and sleeping aids. What does that mean about his state of mind?"
Scanlon also raised the specter that perhaps more than one gunman was involved in the killings. The prosecution says these attacks were the work of one rogue soldier. Next, the Army will decide if Bales should proceed to a full court-martial, and if so, whether he should face the death penalty if convicted. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.